Noontime Hour on Solak and Bertrand, presented by BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. Joe Mazzulla is scheduled to join us at any moment.
We need food. Then, we need real food questions for him. I had to come up with one on the fly last week when he asked.
What about
for
the
one.
Mac and cheese? According to Tyler, like okay, Joe would probably give an answer on that.
Okay, mac and cheese.
Yep.
What's your mac and cheese go to? Are you into gourmet mac and cheeses? Yeah.
He's calling right now.
When Joe Mazzulla needs to carb load, how does he do it?
Yeah.
He's getting ready for one of those intense pickup games that he plays.
He's going to say, but what if he says, I never carb load? Then you've killed the question in the water.
Fine, Hardy. We won't ask it that way.
Yeah.
Ask it a different way is all I'm begging you.
Well, Joe Mazzulla is with us now. Joe Mazzulla brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing, the official roofing partner of the Boston Celtics. Their roofs are guaranteed for life. They're available in all sizes and colors, including green. Mention 98.5 The Sports Hub. Get 10% off your entire roof installation and visit eastcoastmetalroofing.com. Celtics head coach Joe Mazzulla. Joe, what's going on?
What's up, fellas? How are you?
Good. How are you?
Not bad. Doing good. Getting ready to head to Milwaukee today.
What happened there last night?
What'd you zip up there?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I just thought it was one of those nights where, you know, things kind of didn't go our way in the beginning. And, you know, I think any time in the NBA where you give teams an opportunity to kind of hang around and give them something to play for, it becomes a difficult opponent and hard to play. And so, yeah, I just thought kind of it was one of those nights where we were just kind of off on all angles.
You got a lot of zippers going on in the background. Is that a Michael Jackson Thriller jacket? What are you putting on?
What are you zipping?
I didn't know you could hear me. I apologize.
That's all right.
Bags ready. I'll stop.
No, that's to the interview,
good.
Joe.
It's all good.
That's to the interview.
Yeah.
Hey, and Joe, I know you said it after the game. It's one of those nights. Jason Tatum, sort of the same answer. After you digest it and get to today, does it still feel that way? What went wrong last night for you guys on a night where we looked at this week and said you guys should be this week?
Yeah, I mean, I think we were for a good amount of time there, and even today, like, you know, it's just those are the situations where I think what you can learn from that is in moments of when it doesn't go your way, how do you not let go of the rope in other areas? How can you fight for the momentum to get it back? How can you kind of turn the game around? So I think those are the things that you learn. But I still think, you know, like I said, it was just very, very rarely happens to this team. We've competed at a high level for a long time, and last night we just didn't. And, you know, I think our guys will, I know our guys will respond and kind of be ready, you know, for the rest of the season.
We were talking about the difference between the NBA and the college game because we saw a team come back the other night from being down a big deficit without shooting any threes, and I argued you really can't do that in the NBA. If you're gonna find yourself down 14, 16, 18 points, you're gonna need some three pointers in order to orchestrate that comeback. Do you agree with that, or do you think you can still get it done, defensively on one end and just by scoring, you know, like gritty two pointers on the other end?
I think you have to, make some threes. I think you have to generate extra possessions. You know, you watched the Warriors-Pelican game last night. I think Looney had 5 offensive rebounds in the third quarter to help their comeback. So I think there's a formula for it. I think it's transition. Can you get out and score baskets fast?
Yeah.
Which Washington kind of did to us in the first half. We were kind of going, it was a close game there, and they built a little bit of a lead by getting out in transition after makes and misses. And something we've been really good in transition up until that first half last night. So I think it's transition. I think it's offensive rebounds, but I think you have to have the ability to get to the free throw line. But how many extra shots, extra possessions can you generate in order to kind of start that comeback, you know?
Yeah. Do you believe the one seed is still within reach for the team?
I have no idea. I mean, it's really out of my control, out of our control. I think the most important thing is we're playing good basketball there for a stretch, and how do we just try to maintain that as much as we can? I know it might be cliche to say, but there's really nothing we can do about it. The only thing we can do is try to just continue to play really good basketball and build those habits ready, for the end of the season and the playoffs.
Well, for there to be a chance, some of that's in your control, obviously starting with the game against Milwaukee, the one you're about to play. So is there any extra importance on this game for that purpose?
I mean, I think the guys will definitely be ready to play. It obviously will be an intense competitive game. Is it the most important game of the season? I don't know. But I do think it's the most important game because it's the next one. It's an opportunity for us to kind of, bounce back and get back to the way that we were playing. And it's going to be a really, really high-level, intense, competitive game. And, I'm a firm believer of every game teaches you something that's going to help you down the line. And so, we learned that last night, that it's about those little things. And then, I think Milwaukee will present that same challenge.
So if things don't work out and you don't get the one seed and you get locked up and we know where you're going to be and who you're playing, weeks ago, even I think it was a month ago, maybe more, you said health is our number one priority. Will you start to rest guys if you get locked up into a certain situation?
Yeah, I mean, we'll do whatever we need to do, one, to win and give us the best possible seed. And then, we'll do whatever we need to do to make sure we're as healthy as we can be heading into the playoffs for sure.
Is Robert Williams where you want him to be right now, minutes-wise?
No, I definitely think we'll, continue to increase him. He really looked good against San Antonio. I thought he gave us some good last night, especially against Porzingis. And so we'll continue to kind of ramp him up. And, he's going to be a key for us heading into the postseason.
It was a bad question. What I meant to say is, is his progression where you want him to be right now? Obviously, I expect to play more than 15 minutes a night going forward. But is this where you want him to be at this point?
Yeah, for sure. Okay. Like I said, I thought he did a lot of good things on both ends of the floor, especially in the San Antonio game. And as he gets his feet under him and getting back to his rhythm, what he brings to the table, we're going to need for sure.
Okay. I'm going to call an audible on the food question.
Okay.
Because we were going to ask you about mac and cheese. And if you've got strong feelings on mac and cheese in terms of brands, types, that's fine. I think I'd be more interested in knowing, because our own Tyler Milliken said he could eat two boxes of mac and cheese. If you were in a food eating contest, Joe, and you had to consume the most food in the shortest amount of time, what would you choose? What do you think you could win with?
I mean, I could eat two boxes of mac and cheese.
Two Kraft mac and cheese boxes. Cook them up.
I mean, that's easy.
Yeah. See, our producer, he's very health conscious, and he loves carbs. So I think that's an easy one for him. But
Is that what you would choose if you had to? It's like, hey, Joe, you got to go participate in an eating contest. You can choose the food. Is that what you would go with, or something else?
Yeah, I'd go with the mac and cheese or like a pasta type for sure.
Pasta? Wow,
Fredo.
I couldn't eat Fredo. I couldn't do that much.
Yeah,
I couldn't. Two boxes of Kraft mac and cheese. There's no way. There's no way.
I mean, when we go out to eat, I order 2-3 pasta plates.
You serious?
You and Milliken should have dinner together.
Jeez.
How much starch do you need to get a baked potato and a side of rice? I mean, that's...
Do you eat on the plane?
And Hardy, you were fearful that Joe Mazzulla didn't eat carbs. Now you have your answer.
Okay, silly me.
Yeah.
That once a day, I go out to eat. It's like, you got to have 2-3 pastas. You got to try the best 2-3 pastas on the menu, and you get a protein to go with it. So you get 2-3 pastas, you either get like a bronzino or a nice steak, and then... Oh. Kill the appetizers before that.
Has a server ever told you, sir, that's too much food? You don't need that much?
Multiple times you'll get a look from the waiter of like, this is, what are you doing?
Where'd it go?
Like, no, this is what we do.
Okay. are you a leftovers guy? You take it with you?
No. Sometimes.
Yeah, because depends what you pay.
Leftovers.
Depends what you pay, though.
Yeah, I don't
right?
enjoy the leftovers as much as, I try to sit there and eat it all as much as you can,
But the pasta, especially if you've got a good red sauce, sometimes it's better the next day.
I disagree with that.
Third day. Oh, yeah, meatloaf.
Second day lasagna is better than first day lasagna.
Hard disagree on that.
Well, no way.
I disagree with that. No way.
Wow. Well, you're both wrong. It'll
never
wrong.
Taste the
I'm
same
sorry.
As it does when it's out there.
Incorrect. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Your favorite place to eat? Milwaukee?
There's a Calderon Club. It's a place that I'm trying to get tonight. I haven't been there yet. One of our assistants worked in Milwaukee for some time, and he suggested it. So going to try and see where we land, see what happens tonight, get there.
All right. I hope the team doesn't spoil your appetite tomorrow night. Yeah. Go in there and get a win. That'd be nice.
Good luck tomorrow night, Joe.
Be better.
Hey, I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Joe.
See you, Joe.
Later.
Joe Mazzulla.
The be better was unnecessary.
No, I said it would be better.
Oh, it would be better. I thought you told him be better.
No, I didn't take it that way.
That's out of line.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.